This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Coming up, an incredible interview live with Francis Boyle, the biological weapons expert, wrote the U.S. and U.N. treaties on it, saying Zika looks like it is a race-specific or system designed to cause infertility and deformities, and he's got some suspects, and they're the usual suspects. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Joe Biggs out there reporting with David Knight, doing an excellent job. The reports they've been filing are just top-notch to really show what's happening on the ground. He's analyzed the footage from the helicopter of the LaVoy being shot. I want to get into that, but I also want to spend some time on what's happening at that federal facility, at that wildlife preserve, with the people inside that I've seen saying that, you know, they're all going to die, it's going to be a bloodbath, all this crazy talk. I mean, is that provocateurs in there? And what are they doing with a pregnant woman in there? Because, again, I'm against what the feds are doing, but my gosh, I mean, the tactics of some of the people this whole time are like they're written in central casting to demonize the liberty movement. Joe Biggs?
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com. We're in John Day, Oregon, standing on top of a mountain where we've been interviewing some of the locals. Now, what's going on back at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge? There is currently four people holed up at that facility. There's three males and one pregnant woman. Now, the pregnant woman is married to one of the men that are there, that I've been told. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we know how women are, Alex. You know, you're not going to go out there and do that by yourself. You know, you're going to get hurt. If you go down, I'm going with you. So it could be on her as well. I mean, I doubt.
No, I hear you.
Hey,
I hear you.
Hey, guys,
My wife to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't either. But you know how women can be crazy. And, you know, that.
Wait a minute. You're saying women can be crazy? No.
You know, so, but here's the thing, though. What we know today at this exact point in time is that these four are in there. There's a YouTube guy in there, David Fry, I think his name, and he's had this live stream going for the past few days, ever since the Bundys have been taken, and up and before that for a little bit. You can, if you watch some of the live stream footage, they've called for, you know, if the FBI comes in there, they're going to shoot them. They're going to do all this. It's been very provocative stuff.
And then somebody walks up and says, here's your release form. It looks like they look like bad actors.
Yeah, it's really weird what's going on there at this point in time. You'd think that after Ammon being arrested, being held in the federal facility in Portland, that this would all just come to an end. And now you've got people in there actually making it worse, making it look worse. It's pretty ridiculous.
I'm not saying this, but the Southern Poverty Law Center ran the white supremacist compound that McVeigh was out of. We're going to come back and talk more about this briefly with you and get into the shooting and show some of the footage of that and break it down. But you could just have the leftovers with the provocateurs, the feds, the foundation operatives, or at least one or more left in there running. And, in fact, I think there's a chance of that, a pretty good one, Joe, with this type of behavior.
I mean, there's definitely a possibility. Like I said, I don't personally know the people who are in there, so I can't speak on, you know, who they are, what their
integrity
is, or anything like that.
Stuff like this, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, it does happen, and it's definitely something, an angle to look at when you're looking at this. But they've come out, and before the social media was disconnected this morning, one of the guys came out, spoke to a reporter out of New York, I believe, and said that, hey, he's like, we would rather die here than go to prison. And they said that's the stance they're making now at this point in time. I spoke to some people in the Pacific Patriot Network early this morning, probably around 7 o'clock our time, who said that their social media accounts, the people inside the compound, have been cut off, so they've lost contact with them that way. And this Pacific Patriot Network has also called on all militiamen, you know, in this region to send down on Burns and to go out there in support of what they say are these four people there holding and trying to continue what Ammon started.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're nice people. I don't know who they are, but they should be looked into. And then obviously the Globalist Foundation, Mercs, foreign countries, you know, could come in and then shoot somebody, shoot feds, shoot police, shoot state police. And then all hell will start breaking loose, and then Obama can sit up there and say, you know, turn in your guns because of the evil white terrorist, Al-Qaeda. I want to talk to you, Joe, for five more minutes on the other side, and I'll let you get to those important HD reports you're doing, but your Skype looks great there. It's just now gone HD for us. So we're going to come back, get into that, and where you think all this is going. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs joining us. I say that when he gets into some type of paramilitary stuff he's covering because he has expertise to go over it. Then I'll get a final take from him on the debate last night. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
It is so cold out there in Oregon, where our InfoWars.com reporters Joe Biggs and Evan Nienaar, that their equipment just froze up and quit working. So I'm going to try to get Joe to call back in and finish up his report on the situation deteriorating out there with the standoff and people saying they're going to fight and die inside, and you know the revolution's going to start there and all this business. Just not good timing, not a good time for this to happen, in my view. I think that strategy is pretty clear to anybody. We're starting to win in the information war. We're starting to wake up the police and military. We're starting to expose the areas and agencies that are rogue. We're having big effects. And so I've been telling you this for years. The globalists want to start a war with the militia and the government and then tie that to the whole liberty movement, to start going around persecuting people. They keep saying Homeland Security is for the veterans, gun owners, you know, rural activists, land rights activists, gun owners, all that. And so it's here. And I've been on air for 20 plus years, and I have seen this over and over and over again, and I've learned the tactics of these people. You can say what you want about George Bush and the Republicans, because they were bad news. But they didn't do all this when they were in office like the Democrats do. When they're in office, this is the stuff they pull constantly, and I personally, repeatedly, have had U.S. military personnel try to commit crimes right in front of me to say I did it. And Mike Hansen's a witness to it both times, and part of it's on tape in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And, I mean, it is hardcore that you say, wait, you said the military's waking up is good. That was like 17 years ago, that one particular case. And we've been educating them. All I know is they don't do it anymore for a long time. I have to deal with foundation operatives instead. It's not FBI. It's not ATF. It's not federal marshals screwing with me. It's not local police. It's not state police. It is foundation operatives that literally command the police, and they sit there and tell folks who their enemies are. In fact, in these indictments, and I guess they haven't released any of the people yet on bail, they say, we got it all from open source document groups. Well, I could go get toilet paper in there and say I got from it that, you know, the police chief of Austin is a space alien. Doesn't mean it's true. Or that I'm, you know, from Timbuktu. Going back to Joe Biggs. Joe, amazing reporting by you and David out there talking to the local commissioners and people. And I know you've talked to a lot of folks on video. You're putting a video together to show what the locals really stand for. Do you agree with that local official statement that 80% supported the Bundys?
Well, of course. I mean, when you look at the amount of people who actually live in this, and the fact that it had 400 people who were willing to come out, I mean, that says a lot, especially when you have a lot of government workers who are here. I mean, so, you know, the whole mainstream narrative that we keep getting saying that the people in these towns, Burns, all this, do not support what's going on, that's hogwash. All these people here are affected by the BLM on a daily basis. You know, this guy just took us on a trip down the road through the mountains here. There's over 50 homes that have been burnt and demolished because of what the Forestry Service has done in the BLM.
Joe, I want to go to Big Ben with you because that's something you brought up, wanting to show what's going on there. But they let the illegals walk right across, come into the country right in front of you, and then even up by the motel, by the park facilities, the rangers themselves are nice, but then the police rangers are rude to families, rude to me, rude to people by a creek. I mean, I've seen them just walk up to a couple that's just sitting there holding hands and hugging each other and go, what are you doing? And, I mean, it's like something. I've been in, you know, places like Nicaragua and you know, dangerous areas of Europe and Mexico and places. And, I mean, the police don't act this thuggish. They'll just go like, you know, please give me tip, $20, $30, you know, or I give you a ticket. And you're like, okay, I'll pay you off. You know, that's bad enough. Here, it's just like they've trained them somehow. And most police aren't like this. But these federal parks and federal lands goons are hired, just like the TSA ad said in Seattle a few years ago, we want you to be imperious and aggressive. Well, imperious means imperial. I rule you. I'm, you know, that's how a slave master acts with their slave. And, man, it's just, I bet the locals are mad, but they want them, admittedly, depopulated, run out of there so multinationals can come in with Chinese workers. And I'm serious. Joe, your take on that and this ongoing situation, anything else you've learned? Are they going to let them out on bail, the hearings, and then what's next? I know you guys are coming home.
So that's definitely true. I mean, these guys do bully people. I mean, they're pushing people around. They have this sadistic look in their eyes when they get off on it. You know, everyone, when you look at the video, you look at the scenario with this, they knew that the Bundys were going around and giving these speeches. They were trying to inform people on what's going on because truth is power. Knowledge is power. That gives you more ammunition than actual weapons.
Do you think they killed this guy and shut up the First Amendment, or do you think they did it because they were scared?
I think that they took this opportunity because they knew they were going to have to go. It's about an hour and a half away from Burns. There's a lot of straightaways from the population where there is nobody. There's no cell phone service, nothing. And they use that, and they knew they were going to be there, and they sat there. When you actually see LaVoy come out of the vehicle, there's a guy that, like, pops up out of the snow out of the middle of the woods and shoots this guy down. I mean, they planned this. This was a predetermined thing to take one of these guys out. They wanted to make an example of it, and they wanted to send a message to the rest of these patriots out here that if you stand up against the government, we're going to come and do this to you. It's a bully tactic.
Well, I hope that all the people involved in this understand that Soros and the globalists and others have trained them to act like thugs because they want to have a civil war in this country. And they're going to be betrayed by their bosses if this thing kicks off. This thing is meant to chew them up. That's why they give them armored vehicles and training to make them feel like they're invincible. If a civil war starts, it's like moose hunting. There won't be enough tags out there for all the, you know, goons to be hunted because, somebody goes out, gets a goon, and then disappears forever, and then it's total resistance. It's over for the enforcers. I don't want to have this war, and I don't want it to be projected onto the average beat cop either because that's the plan. But I'm telling them, if they're dumb enough to follow the Southern Poverty Law Center's directives and the Ford Foundation and really want to keep acting like this, it's going to get bad. Now, people ask me, well, wait, you're mad at the Bundys, but you're also mad at the feds. Yes, I don't want this civil war. The feds are wrong. They're stealing. We supported the Bundys, you know, in Nevada. What David Knight did was incredible with Josh Owens. I mean, they deserve, a medal for that. That was dangerous. You know, the feds saying, we're going to shoot you if you cross the line. They didn't. Because they hadn't had time to have provocateurs inside to shoot their mouths off and lead a smaller group into a building. It was out in the open. It was happening spontaneously, so the feds couldn't manage it and have their operatives say violent stuff and project it onto the group. And so men in army uniforms, basically, aiming their machine guns, aiming their assault rifles at people on horseback with their guns down, march across, and they had to back down. And that's how it's done. And if they'd have shot those people, Lexington and Concord, part two, could have started right there. We would have had the moral high ground. I wouldn't want that to happen because we're winning the info war, in my view. But I'm telling you, it's a lot better than it starting here where we look like the redcoats to the average Dumbo out there. Joe Biggs?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think this is going to spark a revolution right now at this point in time, I'll tell you that. But what I do see happening is the fact that now you have a lot of people, and I've spoken to some people here on the ground who are extremely, I'm telling you, so angry with these Oregon State cops that the word has been that they said there will be retribution. And that's the scary part is the backlash of this happening, people looking at what happened with LaVoy Finicum and then reacting, and then you just have this whole, you know, it's a whole more demonization of the Patriot movement, saying these guys are the last state cops, police. They are domestic terrorists, this is white terror, we've got to get a hold on this whole thing, and it's just the whole issue with what happened here in Oregon was bad timing, wrong place, wrong time.
I agree with you. I'm going to try to queue up the video after you leave of the compilation of the Oregon cop, the Washington police, the Indianapolis police, and others saying, we need these armored vehicles for the coming war with the veterans and the militias and the patriots and the conservatives. And that's exactly the simulation where they just get us and teach us to line up and have a war with each other. And it's so stupid. And it's just mindless. I hope that there's some way to educate these people. But, you know, I know that a lot of the federal park police and land police act like goons. I've seen it myself. I mean, they act like unspeakable third world police. They are a shame on America. What about these state police? I mean, they vary around the country. Ours aren't that, bad here in Texas. There might be a lot of good people, some bad, but overall pretty good. Is it true what locals are saying that they're basically foaming at the mouth as well?
I mean, from what I've talked to a few people, they're saying that they are. They're pretty bad. You know, every time I speak to somebody, the word militant comes up. They say that these state police are militant individuals. And, red, white, and blue is supposed to represent freedom, but every time you see that red, white, and blue light flash behind your car, people tense up and get scared when they have one of these state policemen pull them over. You know, they don't feel safe. They don't feel that freedom. They feel like something bad is about to happen.
Well, I hope that the globalists are defeated in what they're trying to do. Joe Biggs, I know you've got a lot more you're going to do before you fly back tomorrow, and so we'll see those reports filed on InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 o'clock and right through the weekend with videos up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing. In the 60 seconds we have left, we had a little too much fun last night on the Bay that turned into a comedy show with me kind of the center of it, but it was kind of dumb, all of it together. The Trump thing was kind of weird, but overall I think he won. What do you think happened?
Like I said, I think Rand Paul did really well at his debate. He was there. I think he kind of took control of that. There was a lot of polls that said he led the whole thing. My thing with Trump is that he says a lot of stuff and he never comes out with a big plan. So instead of saying, let's make America great again, let's lay a plan out how to make America great again so you can get more people like me who might be on the fence that are skeptical to to going ahead and going for that final push, and I'd be willing to vote for him. So I want to see a good, solid plan by Donald Trump, and I want to see him lay that out to the public. And, you know, at that point in time, I'll be convinced. If I see it and I like it and I believe in it, and I'm there.
All right, Joe Biggs reporting from Oregon. You and David, be safe. And I'll obviously see you back here on Sunday if you guys want to pop in for 30 minutes on the Sunday show. It's kind of a retrospective. We'll know more then with the ongoing standoff. They can become a new Waco. Stay with us, folks.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Governments love in their propaganda to act like it's weird to worry about tyranny. Obama says, yeah, we got this paranoid stuff about some foreign group doing something to us and our psyche as Americans. You know, some faraway tyranny is going to come around the corner any minute. That's going to destroy this country. No, what's destroying it is the totally legal NSA spying on the citizens and the political system to blackmail folks on record while bringing in Al-Qaeda, while waiving all the entrance issues for foreigners and advertising freebies for them to come here and have a political force that doesn't speak English that can be controlled by political operatives in their areas. And then the plan just goes on from there. We do have a tyranny. It is mopping up what liberty and due process is left. It is centralizing control of production and agriculture. And if you study communism, it's a communist system on the ground with fascist offshore above it. And communism, when I see Bernie Sanders, and he is a communist. That's who he worked with. That's where he comes from. He's a communist. They're like, is he really a socialist? Yeah, he's that and more. He's dangerous, folks. I mean, you want to be a slave? Because everywhere it's done, it's hell on earth. There are people over everything that work for the system, and they get powerful, they get rich, they live in mansions. They want your wife, they get her. They tell you what art you can produce. It is hell. Hell. And political correctness. I have stacks here every day. And I notice my will is not being broken, but I recognize it was beginning to be. And I get so angry, it's not going to happen. There are so many articles now, so sensational, mainstream, I don't even cover them with straight faces going, you know, this school district in Minnesota has banned Christmas, Easter, and all other holidays not to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, Valentine's Day. This school district is banning boy and girl. This college it's happening everywhere. You will call her G or Z. You know, I mean, it's total beyond hardcore cults, okay? And then, oh, Oregon. SJW complained that Martin Luther King was not inclusive enough. There's part of his speech on the wall about everyone coming together. But because it didn't list everyone, it's racist, and they want it down. I mean, this is a guy that got beat up 20-something times, put in prison dozens of times, death threats, lied about, went through so much, said judge people on who what they stand for and what they've done, their fruits. This was a Christian. You know, they got FBI files and say he's a communist, and they demonize him, whatever. He spoke to all those groups. They killed Martin Luther King because he was bringing people together. Okay? They didn't kill Malcolm X till he said the same thing, and then they killed him. They want violence. And I respect Martin Luther King. It's some weird, super right-wing litmus test of bad-mouthing. No, I admire Martin Luther King and what he stood for. And now these sick freaks. I mean, this is with a straight face. This is with a straight face. It's up on Infowars.com. He links to local news stations. SJW's campaign that Martin Luther King was not inclusive enough. MLK's dream didn't encompass transgender. See, they give you some weird made-up right, which nobody's doing. I mean, give me a break. And then change the whole world like handicap access ramps, you know, that gives federal control. But you say that's reasonable. Now there's gender bathrooms for them. And now there's people saying, I'm a cat, I'm a dog, I'm blind. Pay for me to blind myself. It's scrambling everyone's brains. How about we get our Bill of Rights back? And then if you want to come up with some weird rights, that's fine. You know, how about I don't have to pay for your sex change? Oh, no, I have to. And I have to pay for your abortion, and I have to pay for you to have cat ears put on your head. I mean, this is actually happening. Meanwhile, they've deployed thousands. It's over 8,000 total now, about 3,000 of that big giant, you know, one the last few years to police, and they say it's for the patriots. Let's go to that clip right now as we go to break with different, Oregon, Washington, Indiana saying it's for the patriots. Here it is.
And we really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
He was on for 4 minutes. In fact, I'm going to play this in overdrive today. I'm going to get Paul Joseph Watson to play it and talk about it in the fourth hour today. But, I mean, here's the deal. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in grave danger. They're going to push us and push us and push us until we get in a physical war that's meant to wipe out the police, the state police, and the feds, and the military, and take out all their enemies at one swath, because they know statistically, even though there are some bad departments and bad people, police are the second most awake group and the most pro-gun and patriotic and aware. They may not have been 20 years ago. I don't know. The point is they are now. I know. And so Oh, we'll probably fall for all of it. That's whatever. Fine. Sick of it. I'm sick of watching everybody get gamed, everybody being stupid. I mean, it's so dumb and so treasonous. The country's been taken over by globalists. They're putting poison in the food and water in the vaccines.
We're on the march.
Got a top
the
expert on it coming up.
On the run.
Top expert.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
AFP, that's the French news agency, RT, and others, have been reporting on what they call the California flu, that's killing hundreds of people, including 20-something troops just the last few weeks in eastern Ukraine. Major power stations have been blown up. Power lines are being blown up. The West is running a very serious war there. A year ago, U.S. Special Forces were sent to advise. There's been video of men speaking American English, New York accents, you know, firing machine guns. It's a very serious situation, proxy war. So is Syria. The Pentagon, at a certain level, basically said, we don't want to be part of this anymore. And it's come out they've been leaking info to the Syrians. So there's an internal war within the government. But part of any war in the last 60 years, really, are covert bioweapons. And we're going to look at the Zika virus and see if it's one of those or a precursor to prep people for it with one of the top experts in the world here in just a moment. I've heard numbers of 100,000, 400,000. I was watching CNN last night, and they said upwards of 400,000 in 22 countries and 20-something cases in the U.S. Is that hype? John Rappaport has a report on that. But what does this virus really do? Dr. Francis Boyle is about to join us. Briefly, I was going to plug this anyways. What do I do to try to stay healthy? I take iodine because a lot of people are deficient in that. Our X2 is the purest you can find out there. InfoWarsLife.com. Read the studies. Look at the evidence there. DNA Force, that's about to sell out, has the bio PQQ that just one serving of this is literally hundreds of pounds of blueberries. You can look up all the facts. 175 studies are linked up at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But, I mean, you know, just regardless, folks, eating fresh vegetables, you know, green leafy vegetables, orange peels, whatever, just getting healthy, obviously, getting sunlight with all these new crazy super diseases. I never used to be a hypochondriac, but when my uncle died, my great uncle and my cousin in a 2-month period 2 years ago with a mystery illness racing around that no one knew what it was, they wouldn't say, and the hospitals were all full, but it wasn't on national news. You know, it really asks, you know, super bugs from antibiotics, whatever's going on, it's crazy. And the U.S. has the biggest biological weapons program in the world. And so now we go to our guest, who I really appreciate joining us. I'm not going to go over his whole bio in the interest of time, but Professor Francis Anthony Boyle is obviously an author. He is a leading American expert in international law. He was responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89 that was then ratified, the American Implementing Legislation of the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of the directors of Amnesty International for 4 years as well and represented Bosnia and Herzegovina at the World Court. He serves as a legal advisor to the Palestinian delegation of the Middle East peace negotiations. He, in 2007, delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lecture. I'm not going to, it just goes on too much, but top of his class at Harvard and PhD, magna cum laude, political science, also from Harvard. And I just can't go over the rest of it. He's run, you know, major commissions on genocide. So he's a world expert on nukes, bioweapons, you name it. He's got the contacts. And he does his research, and he's here to present what he thinks is going on with Zika and where he thinks it's going. Now, I immediately, when I heard about this weeks ago, and I've been doing my own research, I hadn't spoken yet, and Nico said, why aren't you talking about this more? And I said, well, you know, I know Bill Gates is obsessed with releasing mosquitoes to, quote, give you vaccines and force medical things on you. And he's also involved in studying gut illnesses and things like, I mean, weather control. He's the head up guy on that. He runs the UN programs with these inoculations that keep killing people en masse and maiming them and sterilizing them. And they find in the vaccines the hormone added to it to create a sterilant. So it's not like he's a suspect. He's been caught in all this. And his wife a few years ago made a very cryptic statement in Germany. She said, the people claiming we're involved in covert population control and things, you better watch it or people are going to die. It was a double meaning, quote, you're going to kill people not having us do this or we're going to get you. But they're very, his dad ran Planned Parenthood, was in Army intelligence, high level. These are very serious people. Okay. And from our research, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a front for real shadow government eugenics. Now, let's just stop right there. He's the main funder of gun control, you name it as well, but never gets heat for it. So talking about him is very dangerous. So we appreciate Professor Francis Boyle's courage. He's going to drop some heavy data on us. And for radio listeners, I'm going to be going through articles here while he speaks, backing up the things I just said, okay? And you can later tonight go to InfoWars.com. We'll have the video of this posted, even if you're not watching us live and just listening, because this isn't science fiction. This is the real world, and they're saying women shouldn't have children for a couple of years. In these countries now, is it a scare to not have kids? Is that the population control? Causes deformities in children? Here to tell us what the virus does, what he really thinks is happening, and who the main suspects are, if it's a bioweapon, is Professor Francis Anthony Boyle. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on, and my best to your viewing audience.
Thank you, sir. You've got the floor. Go ahead and tell us what you think's going on here.
Well, of course, I have no inside information. I've just been dealing with reputable news media sources from around the world, but it does seem to me and to others, another expert friend of mine, that what we are dealing with here is some type of biowarfare agent that has been genetically modified, GMO. So for that reason, you really can't believe anything the WHO, the Pan American Health Organization, the CDC is telling you. It also appears, as you correctly point out, that Gates was involved in this. Bill Engdahl has the book on Gates that he's basically a genocidalist. He does have people on his staff with experience having done what I call death science, life scientists who do biowarfare work. It appears that the U.S. Advanced Biowarfare Facility at Galveston was involved. It also appears that the BSL-4 facility at Colorado State that works with GMOing mosquitoes was involved, and that this British high-tech firm Oxitec was involved. What is critical here is that I believe it was the summer of 2004, there was a scholarly paper published saying that these genetically modified mosquitoes could be dangerous if they were released. And despite this knowledge, they were released both in Brazil and also in Colombia, deliberately and maliciously. Now, why Brazil and Colombia? Brazil, you hit the Atlantic coast of Latin America, and Colombia, you hit the Pacific coast of Latin America, and you set off a pandemic. So as of now, I think that's what's going on. I'll continue to monitor the situation and, you know, act in accordance with the best information I have. But I don't think you should trust anything the CDC, the WHO, the Pan American Health Organization is telling you. They're all in cahoots with Gates. The Brazilian government is in cahoots with Gates. They're all up to their eyeballs in this stuff. Right now, I personally would not be traveling down to Latin America until we have some idea precisely what we are dealing with. And yet I note on Monday, the WHO has convened an emergency meeting where they're going to tell everyone, well, just keep business and travel as usual. I take it they got those instructions from the CDC, and we know full well the nefarious role that the CDC, the WHO, played in the Black West African Ebola pandemic. You and I have already been through that, so I'm not going to go through that here all over again. But it's a very dangerous situation. In fact, another biowarfare expert, formerly the United States government, that I am working with my approval, has informed the administration of the University of Illinois that we don't believe anyone should be traveling down to Latin America for any reason until we know precisely what is going on here. This so-called Zika is also transmitted by sexual intercourse, which I think proves that we have a GMO'd biowarfare agent at work here. And it is also transmitted by saliva. And that indicates to me that we could be dealing with some type of GMO gain of function biowarfare agent, namely that it could jump. I don't know. I'm continuing to monitor the situation, see what I can. But under the circumstances, that's the best I can give you, Alex.
Dr. Boyle, I just read the news every day. Some days upwards of 200 news articles I scan over. And some of the things I obsess on are MIT. I remember 20 years ago reading in an MIT magazine at the University of Texas at the library about growing embryos, and they were implanting them in cows, and that they were breeding a line of cows that were part human so that the cows wouldn't reject it. And then, of course, then a few years later, China started producing cows that produce human milk in their udders. And, of course, they can have goats that are, you know, part spider and produce body armor. I'm giving examples of stuff that's known to be 20, 25 years old. Now they come out 2 weeks ago and go, oh, we're doing it in pigs and sheep now and, you know, producing. Well, they're actually producing humanoids. And then they can grow the organs up bigger in them. And they're now going mainline with it. So there's something 20, 30 years old that I talk about, and they have mainstream media then do articles making fun of me saying I'm crazy and claim that humanoids are being grown in cows. Doesn't matter if I have 3 MIT articles this year in the last month. Doesn't matter. It's like the public that's informed knows, but they're scientific, maybe 1%, 2%. The general public just thinks it's X-Files. I mean, the episode of X-Files on Monday was human-animal chimeras. And so it's the X-Files. You know, now it's a joke. And so you see the psyop of the establishment. I remember with the HPV vaccine and, you know, all the rest of it, but that simulant flu shot 6 years ago, which they later admitted was a simulant of the virus put out a year before. I mean, they are engaged in biological testing. You know about the U.S. code where it was authorized for any law enforcement or research purpose. We all know about Tuskegee. I'm giving just well-known examples. There's thousands of admitted radiating little children to death. Other countries do it. There's a mad scientist guild, it seems. Russia did it, too, that actually get off on this. We know we brought the rat line over here after World War II from Germany. You have written, you know, the major global treaties. You know the people. You went to the top schools in Chicago, and for folks that don't know, and, you know, and Kissinger and all of it. You know, you were being groomed to be one of them. For new viewers, I just have to add that to your pedigree. What is it with these people? It's not just population reduction. They're clearly running all sorts of weird bio operations against us. It's horrible. Cancer and all this other stuff is exploding. From your expert, wider analysis, what does this warfare operation look like to you? Or are they still in a mass testing phase? What's the end game? And then what do we do about Zika? Obviously, nobody should go down south. Instead, our borders are wide open. I mean, they're just bringing in people with drug-immune TB. What is the end game here of diseasing the whole world?
Well, you've raised an awful lot of issues there.
Yes,
let me just say that even Professor Chomsky, who is on the faculty at MIT, has publicly stated that basically MIT is a front organization for the Pentagon, and most of its money comes from the Pentagon. In the case of biowarfare, we know for the fact that the Harvard-MIT Broad Institute helped set off the Black West African Ebola campaign, pandemic, with some type of GMO'd biowarfare organism over there, and then tried to cover it up with an article in Science magazine that I publicly debunked in 15 minutes.
Sure, it's just like them now saying that ISIS built its own Stinger missiles, and at the bottom of the article it said they got them from the U.S. It's like, oh, you know, this weaponized thing just appears, this Stinger missile just appeared, this Zika just appeared. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's correct. I've added it all up, and the United States government has spent $100 billion, $100 billion at least, on researching biological weapons since 9/11 2001. Now, to give you an example, in constant dollars, the Manhattan Project to develop the atom bomb costs $40 billion. So we're already over twice, 2.5 times as much. So it's clear that the United States government is running an offensive biological warfare program. Indeed, it goes back at least to the Reagan administration, as I documented in my book.
It's mega massive. It's underground. And what do you think his goals are?
Well, I think we're seeing it with respect to the Black West African Ebola pandemic.
Pop control, now, destabilization.
Now the Latin American Zika pandemic against blacks and browns down there. This is population control and reduction.
Is it in the sectors because it's more equatorial and the viral spread, or is it, you're saying, race-specific, that it's more effective in preliminary research against people with dominant bloodlines?
Well, I'm not saying it is race-specific, this GMO organism, but rather
targeted racially specific.
They are using Ebola and Zika against people of color in third world countries.
Yes,
and this goes all the way back to the Nixon-Kissinger infamous national security directive saying
that... In fact, wasn't that 200? We can put it on screen. And we've got the Kissinger...
Yeah, I can't recall the exact number.
Yes, the Kissinger population control memorandum. And then we also have Dick Cheney in the PNAC document in the Austin American Statesman calling for the legitimization of using race-specific bioweapons.
That's correct. And I believe, I'm not saying that the Zika virus or the Ebola virus was race specific, but genetically engineered to be race specific. But it both have been used against people of color, blacks in Africa and browns. And of course, we know there are a lot of blacks down in Latin America, especially in Brazil. And I believe this is what is going on, that these are being used for that purpose.
Yes, that is National Security Study Memorandum 200, National Security Council, Washington, D.C., code number 02506, April 24th, 1974, about a month and a half after I was born.
Right, and you also mentioned the outbreak of swine flu in Ukraine. There is a U.S. biowarfare facility there, and we know that swine flu is a genetically engineered triple chimera. So even President Putin and their new national security directive have publicly accused the United States government of waging biological warfare against them, and I believe that is a correct conclusion from what I can see. Yes.
Well, sure. In Kissinger's memorandum, he says we can't have peace and free market breaking out in these countries. We've got to destabilize them, hurt them, poison them, ship our toxic waste there, bioweapon them. And that's why people say, you know, why do you hate Henry Kissinger? Folks, we have their memorandums. They write books.
Let me point out, I deliberately went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger and Brzezinski before me. And they gave me Kissinger's old office at Harvard Center for International Affairs. So you have to understand the, I would say, Nazi mentality that people at Harvard had. I mean, let's look at President Obama. He was behind me at Harvard Law School. And Obama has the entire country being run by Harvard Law School mafia. You can have Samantha Power there, our problem from hell at the UN. Czar Ron Klain.
They are the dominant breeding ground for the intelligentsia, and you were in the middle of their highest level, basically secret program. You've covered that before, and I want you to get back into it sometime in a whole show. But specifically, being around them, what percentage of them are eugenicists? I know the Chicago Business School is phase one fascism and Machiavelli, and then Hegelian dialectic being used for evil purposes. And then you go to Harvard and they give you the technicals and how the government really works. But, I mean, what percentage do you think really understand just how murderous the ultimate plan is?
Well, you're correct. I went to the University of Chicago as an undergrad. I was top of my class there and graduated in 3 years and won the Sigma Xi Certificate of Merit and Prize in Biology. And then Harvard Law School and the Harvard PhD program. The brainwashing system is extremely effective. Mitt Romney, for example, back in those days we called him Will, He and I were 1Ls together at Harvard Law School. We took all of our first year courses together. So it's exceedingly rare for people to come out of these elite programs and not to have been brainwashed along these lines. Again,
sure. It's also when the devil offers you all this power, like Albert Speer said, who was respected by people and wasn't really an evil guy overall. He said, look, when the devil's got his warm arm around you, he doesn't look like the devil. You know, when Hitler was putting his arm around him, and I think that's part of it is the elite comes and says, we want you to join us because you're smart, you're one of us. Most people go, okay.
That's correct. And the people who run this country are, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all the rest of them, they understand full well that they need the brain power of middle class, lower class people. So they go out and get them wherever they can find them and effectively bribe them and say, well, here's some money, here's some power, but we want you to go out there and run the empire for us and do whatever dirty work you have to do. And again, the primary case in point is President Obama, who, again, both he and his wife were behind me at Harvard Law School. As a matter of fact, we even had the same jurisprudence teacher there, Roberta Lunger, who was recently on the BBC and said, quote, Obama is a disaster, unquote. But Professor Unger, there weren't too many people like that at Harvard Law School when I was there. And since I left, it has moved far to the neocon right, where you have large...
What's the best way to describe it? Fascist?
Torture.
What's the best way to describe these people? Power-tripping, technocratic fascists? What's the best term?
Machiavellians, yes. I spent 10 years at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and it's basically brainwashing in Machiavellianism. As for the scientists, they're basically told there's really no ethical dimensions here to what you're doing. This is just science. It's a puzzle. And
they just tell them also, we have to have the most deadly thing in case somebody else makes it. We've got to know how to fight it.
That's correct. That's what the $100 billion that the U.S. government has spent.
BioShield.
Biological weapons is all about. And the trillions of dollars we have spent on nuclear weapons since the Manhattan Project.
It's madness. In the time we have left, sir, what is the best website, the best book? You've written so many books for folks to read. What's the latest?
Well, I gave an interview to Sherwood Ross, an investigative reporter, that I think I sent to your staff. That updates my book. So if you get the book and that interview with Sherwood Ross I gave last fall before the Zika pandemic, that will pretty much bring everything up to date.
All right, we will post that article under this video.
Epidemic.
We will post that as it gets up tonight and tomorrow at Infowars.com, Biowarfare and Terrorism, Francis A. Boyle in the update article. Of course, you expose the anthrax being an inside job and the rest of it. We only got 45 seconds left. Pretty big deal having Obama and the Republicans try to pass that Total War Powers Act that even Democrats call martial law. Did you see that, sir?
I did. I've read it by Lindsey Graham, and there'll be no end. We'll be waging war all over the world under that. For the next 40 or 50 years.
Sure, but to put it on paper is unprecedented. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It really is, and it'll be just like George Orwell's 1984. In fact, that is what we're living right through now.
Yeah, we're entering it. That's right. The final...
Domestically and internationally, and everyone should reread Orwell's 1984.
Yes, sir. The final twilight of liberty is here. We have to bring back the day, but I don't know if we can. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We're going to come back in the fourth hour. Anthony Usciardi, but I have more to say.